Good morning and welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're continuing through the devotional journal, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. This is a book that I wrote a number of years ago, 13 weeks of daily devotions, with each week being wrapped around a different aspect of how God would have us serve others. And this week we're looking at the topic of serving through strength, or serving with strength, and various ways of having strength, of exhibiting strength, of serving others as we serve God. And today's specific topic is strength through hope. If you've ever found yourself in a situation that you've described as hopeless, or that you would describe as hopeless, just had an error pop up, so I'm not sure if we'll see. Sorry about that. An error message was blocking my entire screen, which makes it difficult to continue. But hopefully I've got that resolved. Anyhow, back to hope. If you've ever found yourself in a situation that appeared hopeless, you probably recognize the damage that comes when you give up, when you feel there's no option but to give up. But if in the midst of those situations, something, someone, God has brought within it a glimmer of hope, you probably also recognize the power of even a small amount of hope. God says in Psalms, it writes through David, I believe. Psalms has a couple different authors at least, but primarily David does most of the writing. And this one does specifically say it's a Psalm of David. But he says, "The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all who hope in the Lord." I believe in that short little verse, we can find the secret of serving with strength, a strength which comes from hope. Knowing that God preserves the faithful. He says we can take hope. We can have hope. We can be filled with hope and a strength that that hope produces. In the book, Devotion of Today, I write about my experience. And in the midst of hospitals and doctor's offices and medical procedures and blood that's outside of the body where it doesn't belong, I have a tendency to lose strength and pass out. Been that way as all my life, for as far back as I can remember. It's just something about all of that mess. Even the smells of a hospital get to me. And I've learned as an adult to feel when it's coming on and to kind of help resolve that most of the time before I go crashing to the floor, but it still happens. But there was a time a number of years ago now that my daughter was fighting for her life and needed dialysis on a daily basis for a period of time as her kidneys had shut down completely. And as I found myself not only in a hospital, I found myself holding the lines that all of her blood was flowing through. And being able to do that because she was not understanding the need for all of this stuff, and was very agitated at times during it of wanting to pull out the lines, which would have been a horrible, tragic thing. And as the warmth of her blood was passing through my hands, the hope that this was restoring her health gave me the strength to do what needed done without passing out. Even looking back at my mind and thinking about it, it's amazing to me the power, the strength that hope gave me in that moment. Because knowing me and the experience that I live in and have, that should not have been. But as I think about it, I think about the hope, the strength that we have when we serve people. How often do you feel like giving up? For many of us, probably more often than we want to admit publicly. But think about how often hope keeps you pressing on. There have been times in my life where I was so discouraged that I wanted to just walk away from whatever situation was causing the discouragement, and yet hope that things would improve kept me going until God brought about a change, provided a way out that was much better than if I had just walked away at a quote inopportune time. But as we serve people, it gets messy. It gets discouraging. It at times even gets to feeling burdensome. But I believe God wants us to know the strength that hope can bring. A hope that is more than wishful thinking. A hope that is a sure thing. It's a built on knowledge of who God is and what He can do and what He has done. It's this kind of hope that helps us to see the potential in people. The potential in those we're called to serve. In the midst of the struggles of serving, we recognize that God has prepared a better place for all of us. We recognize the incredible power He has to transform a life. That the work that He's called us to do, to kind of break up the ground at times, to plant the seeds, to water the crop, are all elements that lead to His ability to harvest. And it's that hope that ought to give us strength as we serve. It's that hope in the faithfulness of God, even as we ourselves are faithful. You see, we as humans, and I think specifically as Americans, though it's not a uniquely American trait, have this incredible, intense desire to be successful by our own standards, and by our own units of measurement. And we fail to take into account how God measures success. It's like we're operating on two different standards. And we're comfortable with what we know. And God continually calls us to learn what He calls faithful. To learn from Him through the example of faithfulness that He has given through His Word, through the life of Jesus, through His presence with us in His Spirit. You see, we serve with strength when we serve with hope, knowing the power of God to transform us is the same power of God available to transform any that we serve. You see, it's in the depths of despair that we most often cry out to God the most honestly. It's when we recognize the hopelessness of our situation that we cry out to God, longing for His strength. And when we serve in that strength, in the strength of the hope, the assurance, the knowledge that God's presence will never leave us nor forsake us, we serve with a strength like no other. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider where you're at spiritually, emotionally, physically, in level of hope versus hopelessness. Consider where you're at in your willingness to serve. And how strong you are because of the hope that you have in Christ. And in those times and those areas of your life where you feel like giving up, specifically those areas that you want to quit serving because you've been convinced by the enemy that it's not doing any good, I would encourage you with those same words that David used in Psalm 31, I believe. Take courage. Be strong, all who hope in the Lord. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that indeed loves us greatly. You've given us everything we need to live with a greater hope than what the world even has a clue exists. Father, today as we pray, I ask that You would help us to examine every fiber of our being for those traces of discouragement and for those blocks of discouragement and those thoughts of discouragement that the enemy continually plants to persuade us to quit serving. And so, Father, today I pray that as we look at the hope that You give, that we would be filled with a strength that comes from You. Father, not just simply the hope of eternal life, the hope of eternity with You, but in our service, we would have the confidence that You can transform every situation, every person, that You can restore and make new and make whole that which is broken, that which appears to be damaged to the world's view and perspective. Father, as we live in a time of great uncertainty and confusion, may we continue to serve with strength because we have hope. A very, very confident hope that You continue to be in charge. That nothing has escaped Your notice. that what is going on in this earth regarding COVID and medical stuff and political stuff and everything else. Has not escaped your notice. Father, we have the ability in Christ to continue to serve with great strength because of the hope that we have in Christ. And so, Father, as the world rages around us, as so many competing voices call out and desire us to enter into their camp. May we continue to faithfully look to you and serve with a hope that you can change that which needs changed. The circumstance, the situation, the person. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that you would help us to teach them and show them and model for them a strength that comes from a hope that comes from you. May we help them to see the bigger picture, the kingdom perspective. May we continually realize that you indeed have won, that at the cross, Jesus defeated that last enemy, the enemy of death, so that we can live eternally. Father, may that hope continue to fill us every day, no matter what. In the midst of the situations that feel hopeless to us, may we constantly fix our gaze upon you and find those glimmers of hope, those spotlights of hope that keep drawing us closer and closer to you. And Father, as we pause and consider the incredible work that you've done in our life, may our service to others be filled with a great hope, knowing that you also can work in their life, that you have been working in their life and you continue to work. May we heed those words and may we take courage because of the hope that we have in Christ. May we be strengthened in our faith, but may we also be strengthened in our pursuit of serving. And Father, whatever comes our way today, may we not only notice those opportunities of service, but may we serve with great strength because of the hope. The very confident expectation that you are in the midst of that active service. Father, today I pray that as the storms rage around, all about our world, our life, the way we live, may we pause from filling our eyes and our minds with the storm so that we can fill our eyes and our minds with you. Rather than taking our eyes off of you and looking at the wind and the waves, may we take our eyes off of the storm and look fully upon you. And may doing so fill us with great hope that strengthens us for the day ahead. And Father, it's in this strength of hope that may we serve, may we lift up Jesus in all ways possible. so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.